Psychotic illnesses like schizophrenia can be debilitating, and they usually hit at a crucial period in life, the late teens and early 20s. But most people who experience psychosis don't get treatment for years after it begins, which can lead to homelessness, substance abuse, and neglect. As the show's Lauren Gilger reports, that's why two clinics are opening in Phoenix this year to treat psychosis early.
Gabriel Maturana was 12 when he had his first psychotic break.
There were times where I would wake up and I would feel like I was being choked.
He started hearing voices.
I would hear laughing and sometimes I would beat my head against a wall.
He became convinced that people could read his thoughts.
I kept thinking I was like I was losing myself.
Now at 18, he's been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia. And after years of treatment, he's taken what was once a burden and turned it into something positive. Gabriel is one of the young adults who serves on the Youth Leadership Council for Mercy Maricopa, the regional behavioral health authority in the Valley. It's made up of 14 to 26-year-olds who are living with mental illness and help the behavioral health provider tailor services for young people.
You're not the only one. You're in your community.
But he certainly felt like the only one when he went through that first episode.
It was very intense.
A lot of young people especially, the first time they experience an episode or symptoms of mental illness, they're scared.
Katie Galligan is the transition age youth coordinator for Mercy Maricopa. She advises the Youth Leadership Council.
They don't want to come forward talking about it. It might be years and years before they seek their first help. And by that time, you know, the illness has taken its toll on them. They may have been out of work. They may have been out of school.
But if they can get treatment early when psychosis first appears, usually in someone's late teens or early 20s, they have an all-important chance to change the direction of their lives, according to Dr. Nick Brightboard. He opened one of the first early psychosis intervention centers at the University of Arizona in Tucson in 2010, and now runs the Epicenter program at The Ohio State University.
The mission that we were trying to accomplish here is to really bend the curve in terms of what we expect for recovery for these young adults.
And recovery often isn't part of the conversation for many people who experience psychosis. Brightboard says schizophrenia is one of the most debilitating illnesses that can affect you, and the outcomes of treatment are not usually very good. But that's partly because most people with symptoms of psychosis go 2 years before they get any kind of treatment, and then they can miss their window of opportunity.
During those first few years, this is the period of time where people are most responsive to the treatments, whether it be medication or our therapies here.
Now, two new early psychosis intervention centers are opening in Phoenix to give young people a place to come for treatment when they first start experiencing symptoms of psychosis and help them on the road to recovery. The Institute for Mental Health Research and Mercy Maricopa Integrated Care opened a second epicenter in downtown Phoenix in October. And Maricopa Integrated Health Systems is opening a first episode clinic in West Phoenix this December.
That's really huge because in Maricopa County, we have a lot of young people in the behavioral health system, and we hadn't had a center like this.
In Maricopa County alone, there are about 450 young people each quarter who are transitioning out of the child behavioral health system and into the adult one. And that transition can be a challenge.
It's almost like some young people tell me they feel as if the bottom drops out when they turn 18.
Galligan says teenagers who age out of the system can easily get lost, and then they can fall away from treatment altogether.
It's a large change. It's super stressful. And if they don't have immensely positive experiences with either system, they're not going to stay.
When Gabriel Maturana first started going to clinics for mental health treatment, he says it was tough for him to open up.
It was very corporate. It was very professional. I never felt comfortable. I always felt intimidated by the environment.
So when it came to designing the new epicenter, the Youth Council was involved from the beginning to make sure this wasn't like any other clinic.
They looked at the decor. They looked at what they were going to have, the floors, the artwork, what color the walls were going to be, what the space looked like.
So the center is open, bright, and friendly, with a community room, outdoor space, and a colorful mural painted on the outside.
Those are the tiny nuanced things that we don't think about that could really make or break a young person continuing on with behavioral health services once they turn 18.
For Gabriel, the new center is a chance for him to make things better for other young people than they were for him.
When you start in the children's system, because of the bad experiences that you have, you focus so much on the negative that you want to be done with it at a certain point.
He says he often felt alone, and when he was 16, he attempted suicide for the first time. But as he got older, he decided to change his mindset.
Because that's the one thing in the behavioral system you can change. I mean, you can't change your mental illness or your environment or your culture, your family, but you can change your mindset and the way you look at things.
For the show, I'm Lauren Gilger.